Robert Owen. Robert Owen was born in Wales in 1771. At the age of 10, he went to work. His employer had a large private library, so Owen was able to educate himself. He read a lot in his spare time, and at 19, he was given the job of superintendent at a Manchester cotton mill. He was so successful there that he persuaded his employer to buy the New Lanark Mill in Scotland. When he arrived at New Lanark, it was a dirty little town with a population of 2,000 people. Nobody paid any attention to the workers' houses or their children's education. The conditions in the factories were very bad. There was a lot of crime, and the men spent most of their wages on alcoholic drinks. Owen improved the houses. He encouraged people to be clean and save money. He opened a shop and sold the workers cheap, well-made goods to help them. He limited the sale of alcoholic drinks. Above all, he fixed his mind on the children's education. In 1816, he opened the first free primary school in Britain. People came from all over the country to visit Owen's factory. They saw that the workers were healthier and more efficient than in other towns. Their children were better fed and better educated. Owen tried the same experiment in the United States. He bought some land there in 1825, but the community was too far away. He could not keep it under control and lost most of his money. Owen never stopped fighting for his idea. Above all, he believed that people are not born good or bad. He was a practical man, and his ideas were practical. If you give people good working conditions, he thought, they will work well. And the most important thing of all, if you give them the chance to learn, they will be better people.